Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
Well, we started our series last Sunday on joy, and I really appreciate the feedback that I've received, and I'm thankful that God is speaking and you are listening and He is at work, and I pray that He is filling you with joy. We started talking about relationships because our relationships are key. And one of the things we said is that you really are not going to be happy if your relationships are not happy, if they are not joy filling. And so that's where Philippians begins, and Paul starts and talks about those relationships. He said in verse 3 of chapter 1, I thank my God every time I think of you. And so we talked about that. And today I want to follow up as Paul continues. And there's another thing here in Philippians chapter 1 that he teaches us. And that is this, that we pray with joy for the people in our lives. I pray with joy for the people in my life. Paul says in verse 4, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. That word all is in there several times. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Paul says he prays with joy. When he prays, he's filled with joy. His prayer is a joy-filled prayer. And wouldn't you love it? Wouldn't you be blessed if somebody was praying for you with joy? If joy-filled prayers were being lifted up for you, what a blessing that would be. And what a blessing it is for someone else if you will be lifting up prayers for them that are filled with joy. Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so if you want somebody to be praying for joy for you and praying with joy for you, then you do that for them. And so this morning, we're going to learn how to do that from the words that Paul prays himself here in the first chapter of Philippians. And we could start with people that you love and that you love to be with. And you can turn and look at them right now. Uh-oh, some of you didn't turn to who I thought you'd turn to. No, just kidding. People who make you feel good. People who you enjoy being with. People who make you happy. That's a great and an easy place to start. And you should be praying joy-filled prayers for those people. You can genuinely thank God for them with joy. But now let's move on to another category of people. People who irritate you. Don't look at them right now. People who irritate you. People who don't make you feel good. People who, rather than filling you with joy, kind of suck the joy out of you. You know who those people are. You love them. But the reality is that sometimes they really do irritate you. It's probably somebody that you have a close relationship with. It's somebody that you deal with on a regular basis. It may be somebody in your family. It may be somebody that you work with, somebody you have to interact with in some kind of organization that you're a part of, somebody at school, in your club, or on your team, somebody you have a relationship with, but it's a hard relationship sometimes. My question is, do you pray for those people? Now, I know you talk about those people. You do. You talk about them. I know you do. You even gossip about them. You tell other people how much they drive you crazy. You tell other people what they did or what they said, what they didn't do. You complain about them. We all do. We don't think we do, but we do. And we think it's harmless, but it's not. Because words are powerful. And so I ask you this morning, if that's the way you have been handling that person or persons in your life, how's it working? Has the situation gotten better? Are they no longer irritating? Have they changed? Have they behaved differently? Do they talk differently? Are the interactions different? Probably not. Would you be willing to try something else? And I ask that sincerely and legitimately this morning. If you got somebody in your life who you have to deal with on a regular basis that really does steal joy, would you be willing to try something different to make that relationship better? Would you be willing to pray for them? And I said pray for them, not against them. It makes me think of one of my favorite moments in all of Scripture. It happens in Joshua. And Joshua is about, the Israelites are about to go and they are about to conquer Jericho. And Joshua goes out and he's kind of spying out and he comes in contact. He meets this mighty man of God. And I don't know what that was like, but it's clear that Joshua meets something other than himself, a mighty man of God. And Joshua immediately is struck by who this man is. And he says, Joshua says to them, "Whose side are you on?" It's obvious that Joshua, this is somebody you want on your side. And Joshua says, "Whose side are you on? Are you on our side, or are you on the enemy's side?" And I love the answer that is given from this mighty commander of the Lord's armies. He says, "Neither. I'm not on your side. I'm not on their side. I'm on the Lord's side." And then Joshua bows down and he worships him. I believe that was Jesus Christ. I don't think that was an angel because he received the worship. I think that's one of the pre-incarnation visits of the Lord Jesus, which makes this even more powerful. Because when we're praying to the Lord Jesus for people who are hard for us to deal with, for people who steal some of our joy, it is not a question of, is Jesus on my side or their side? Jesus is on the Lord's side. And we bow before him and we pray to him and through him for the people that we have relationships with. We're not talking about taking sides. We're not asking God to take a side. So what are we praying for? See, most of the time in this kind of situation, we're praying for God to change them, right? I mean, that's what's going to solve all this. God needs to change them. If they would act different, if they would talk different, if they would do different, it's just clear to us. Things would be so much better. And so that's what we pray for, is God, would you please change them? That's what we'd like to happen. Make them change so they won't be so bitter, or they won't be so angry, or they won't be so depressed, or they won't be so impatient. We could go on and on with the things that we would love for God to change about these people. Because they're the problem. But the cold, hard truth, and you all know it deep down, is you can't change anybody. Really, you can't change anybody. And honestly, as I look at Scripture, God rarely just instantly changes somebody. I mean, I always think about Peter. We kind of make fun of Peter. Peter is an incredible man of God and had all this rich, deep, exuberant personality that got him in trouble half the time and that God used the other half the time. You know, if God were going to change somebody, I think he would have just changed Peter, just Peter's personality to be changed instantly so he could always be this great man that God wanted to be. But God didn't do that. That's not the way I see God usually dealing with people, is that we pray and all of a sudden there's this instant change. But we pray nonetheless because God does change. He changes them. He changes us. He does it over time. And so we want to pray the very best for them. We want to pray with a heart
full of joy for them, because the quickest way to change a bad relationship into a good relationship is to pray. Believe it with all my heart. The best way to change a bad relationship into a good relationship is to pray. And Paul even gives us the words. It's in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And this is my prayer: that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through faith, that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and to the praise of God. That's a prayer you can pray for the people in your life. You can just take those exact words, whatever version you read it out of, and you can pray that prayer. For people that you love and love being with, pray that prayer. For people you love but have a hard time being with, pray that prayer. For people who things you really generally are pretty good, but for some reason right now something's not right in the relationship, pray that prayer. You can pray this prayer that the Holy Spirit inspired in Paul. You can pray that for people in your life. You can pray that prayer for your spouse. You can pray that prayer for your kids. You can pray that prayer for your coworkers, for your students, for your neighbors, for your friends. And I believe it'll make a difference when you pray that prayer with joy for them. Not grudgingly, not secretly hoping to stick them. Pray it with joy for them. And here's what you're basically praying out of that prayer. You're praying that they will grow in love. You're praying they will grow in love. You're praying that they will make wise choices. You're praying that they will live with integrity. And you're praying that they will become like Jesus. Grow in love, make wise choices, live with integrity, become like Jesus. Parents, there is your prayer agenda for your children and grandchildren. Husbands, wives, that's your prayer list for your spouse. Students, children, that's what you're praying for your parents. You can pray those things for anybody, anytime, anywhere, because Paul said in all his prayers for all people, he always prays for people you love and people who drive you crazy. And I believe that when you pray that kind of prayer with joy, wanting the best for that person, that God will answer that prayer. And it isn't a prayer that you have to qualify with, but your will be done. Because this is prayer he gives us. It's his will that this be done. And so I want to ask you again to think about the person. I asked you last week to think about somebody that you would even write their name down. Somebody you're struggling with right now. Somebody that you want to be learn to be more grateful for. That's something we talked about last week. Well, one of the ways you can do that is to begin to pray this prayer for them. What would it be like for that person and for you if God began to do those things in their life? What would that be like for them? What if they grew in love? What if they just became a more loving person? Love for God, love for you. What if they started making better decisions? What if they started making wise choices? It'd just be a really good thing if all of us made better decisions, right? So many of the problems that come in people's lives is because we don't always make good decisions. What if they lived with integrity? What would it be like in your relationship with them if they kept their word and they were consistent in how they acted? What if they became more like Jesus? Is there anything bad that would ever come from being more like Jesus? And you see, there's some things about them that bug you, that drive you crazy. In fact, there are probably many things about them that bug you and drive you crazy. And so you get frustrated and you grit your teeth. If you're one of those kind of people who grit your teeth and you just hold it all in and you fume inside and they never even know you're unhappy about it, but you're miserable inside. Anybody besides me function that way? Or maybe you're the kind of person who, boy, they know because you just let it out. And you just throw up and blow up all over people. And then you're done and you're fine. And they're the ones who are left with the consequences. Maybe you're just that person who just complains about them. Just talks about them. Oh, you love them. There's no doubt about that. But they're driving you crazy. What are you going to do? What if you started praying these things for them? I'm just saying this morning, if you want relationships to be happier, if you want to have a happier life, I'm going to challenge you to begin to pray every day. Hesitated whether to tell this or not, but I'm going to do it. I've said before how great our neighbors are. I mean, one of the things about living in the country is you really need neighbors, or at least I really need neighbors because I need lots of help. And I've had great neighbors, but I recently came in contact with a neighbor I had not met before, and I'm not going to go into the details, but it was the first time that I've had any kind of conflict with a neighbor. And it was a problem that I really do not know the solution to. I mean, I want to do the right thing. I don't know the solution to. So I'm just telling you this morning, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I really, really, really do practice what I preach as best I can. And I've been praying for this every day for this neighbor. For God to just show him favor. For God to bless him. For God to do good things in his life. And I have been asking God the specific issue. God, would you restrain that? Would you cause that not to happen? And as we were driving off this morning, Paula said, you know what? That hasn't happened like for the whole week. I said, it's because, praise God, he is having mercy and he's answering that prayer. Because I don't know how to fix it, but it does seem, at least for this week, he has been. And I'm sincerely praying, because I don't know this man well. My only interaction was not a good one. But maybe he was having a really bad day. I don't know. But I really have been praying this prayer for this man every day over the last couple of weeks. I think God answers these kinds of prayers. No, I know God answers these kind of prayers because they come from his heart. They come from his words. And things might just get better. God might just change their heart. I can guarantee he'll change yours. Would you pray with me? Lord, these are people that I love. And so with a joyful heart, I pray with joy for them that their love will grow more and more and more. And I pray that they will continue to grow in your knowledge and in the understanding, deep understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that all these good people will have good discernment and will make good decisions and wise choices. I pray that every one of them would live a pure and blameless life until Christ returns. I pray that they will be filled with the fruit of their salvation and that good things will be produced in their life by Jesus Christ. And I pray that everything you do in them will bring you praise and glory, Lord. I pray that for my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.